This is WSFI Spotlight, a conversation with Catholics living in the light.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of WSFI Spotlight. I'm your host, Bill Snyder, and on today's episode, I am blessed to be joined by two wonderful men. First is Mark Houck. He is the founder and the president of the King's Men. He's a well-known Catholic speaker, author, and activist. The King's Men is an active group in 25 dioceses in the United States, and it is present in Milwaukee. He's looking to expand it into Chicago and Rockford here in the near future. In addition, I'm joined by the Director of Volunteers for the King's Men, Jay Krasny. Thank you so much for joining me today, gentlemen, here on WSFI Spotlight.
Thanks for having us. Great to be with you.
A pleasure.
So on today's episode, we're going to talk about the King's Men and just a little bit about the mission. First, tell me a little bit about what the King's Men is, the history, how it came to be.
Thanks for the opportunity. We started back in Philadelphia in 2004, the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, that's Pennsylvania. Three men who formed a little small men's group who wanted to just grow in holiness and virtue. And we quickly found that we had a lot of growth in our life personally, and we decided to invite other men into the fold. And that grew into a full-blown apostolate. So by 2006, I left my job working full-time in the pro-life movement. I became the first full-time employee of the King's Men apostolate. And have since brought more men into the fold to work with us. And we have our mission, basically, we're seeking to build and unite men as true leaders, protectors, and providers. And we do that through a variety of education, formation, and healing programs. We also have an action component of our apostolate, which enables a man to take his faith to action and really put into practice this leader, protector, provider that we're all about, and do that in his community and wherever he finds himself. So that's a little bit about our mission.
So, Mark, tell me a little bit about how this works with the small groups. You're mentioning off the air that there's some small groups and how it develops into these larger conferences and things. So just tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. So we have about 50 men's groups that we're currently in our network, 25 dioceses, as you mentioned at the beginning of the program, where we're currently working. And so these are dynamic weekly groups where guys come together, small groups, anywhere from 8 to 25 guys typically in the mix, where we come together for prayer, to read good books, and to hold each other accountable on a weekly basis. And we do that through weekly making commitments to one another. And it's very Ignatian, spiritual exercise of St. Ignatius, where guys will just decide, this is where I'm at in my life, and this is where I want to be, and how am I going to get there? And so in our group discussion, we'll have books that we'll draw a man out of himself a little bit. We'll discuss those things. And as a man comes to the latter part of the meeting, he will decide, yeah, I like what we're reading. I'd like to focus on that or something else. Grace builds on nature. So we want men to grow. And typically when they come together in small men's groups, great things are going to happen. Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpens iron. As iron sharpens iron, so does one man for another. And so when men come together, you don't have to give them a lot of instruction. Just let them sharpen one another by virtue of their gifts and talents that the Lord has given them. And so by giving them a space, a sacred space, where they can read good books and make commitments to grow in holiness, it's amazing the transformation that will take place in a very quick manner. And so that's why these groups have just organically been popping up all over the country through our assistance. But the men run the groups. It's no more work on the priests, and the laymen run it. And it's been a great support to a parish life and certainly in the lives of the men that attend.
Wonderful. And how do these continue to grow into larger experiences? You mentioned you have a lot of these weekends, So tell me about the weekends, some of the upcoming ones, but maybe just what you experience on them.
Sure. So we have a retreat program, which often acts as a funnel to our small men's groups. So we will bring a guy into the wilderness, a state game land in the United States. Typically, right now, it's in mostly the northeastern part of the country, but we are in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And we will bring a guy to a retreat facility or a state game land where he will experience his faith in a masculine modality. He will experience authentic masculinity, unapologetically Catholic retreat program, which will take him in the wilderness. Fathers will bring their sons, young men, older men, single men, married men, priests, and they will experience the Lord on the mountaintop, essentially. And they will have amazing activities that some of them maybe have done before, others maybe not. Fishing, orienteering, church building, building an outdoor feast for the men on the weekend, or some of these components of our weekend where guys will bond and they'll mentor one another, about 100 guys at a clip. And from that, they get really excited about their faith because they see these good men and men that are struggling just like them coming together, sharpening one another, as we talked about, but really seeing how the faith is so central to these men's lives. And so put Jesus in the center of all that, the Eucharist, great things have happened. And so what happens, guys come to these retreats and then they want to continue to fan the flame. And that's why the small men's groups have grown so greatly in the last couple of years, because guys want to continue to feed that fire that's burning in them after they leave one of our Into the Wild outdoor experiential retreats.
You mentioned men are struggling, and I wanted to find out, because you're so plugged in, what are some of those issues that men are struggling with? There's probably somebody out there right now listening to this interview on the radio saying, wow, I'm struggling with exactly this. And what are some of those common issues that men struggle with on a daily basis?
Well, sure. I mean, discernment of their vocation is the first thing. What am I called to? What does God want from me? To be a married man, to be a single man, to be a consecrated celibate man? So, I mean, there's guys are coming to our weekends wrestling with that. What is their call in life? What is their vocation? There's that. There's married men who are coming who are in crisis. Their marriage is in crisis. They're on the brink of a divorce. They may be going through a divorce. They may have already been divorced. So there's the fallout of all that in their life. There's kids. There's teenagers that they're trying to raise that are rebelling and rejecting dad's instruction. You know, there's family dynamics that all of us deal with, whether it's in our immediate family, extended family, which really challenge all of us and really put our faith to the test. And for men, a lot of other men, it's challenges at work. I can't hold down a job. I'm underemployed. There's guys that are coming that can't pay their bills. There's guys with porn addiction. There's guys with all sorts of addiction, drug abuse, alcohol abuse. We get them all. We're not the one-stop shop for that. We're just saying we get guys with all sorts of problems, all sorts of sins in their life, and they're just doing sin management. They're just trying to manage their sin. Well, we want to give them an experience whereby it's not about sin management. It's about growing as a man and allowing God to really just breathe life into your manhood, and so that these vices and these things that are weighing you down, you can have a brotherhood to support you, to help you, to build you up. But also, you don't have to look to the drugs or the alcohol or the anger that you've been exhibiting in your marriage or towards your children because you're just so frustrated with all these things in your life. Build up your manhood, have peace about who you are as a man and your identity as a beloved son of the Lord, a brother of Jesus Christ, and you're going to feel really good about yourself as a man. You're not going to want to look at the porn. You're not going to want to do the drugs because there's a greater high with the Lord, and that's what we experience on our weekends.
Fantastic. You also mentioned these healing retreats, and it seems like these healing retreats are right in step with what a lot of guys are struggling on. Now, tell me about those.
Sure. So this was an outgrowth of these formation groups and these outdoor experiential retreats. We were taking guys on a 4-day, 3-night experiential retreat, but it was just really scratching the surface. A lot of things would come up under a torchlight, and guys would mention different things. And we recognized there were some deep, deep wounds there that guys have. Sometimes it's as simple as just an absent father, but that's a deep wound. And there's a guy who is there, and he's struggling as a father, as a husband, because of what he experienced as a youth, as a boy. And so what we wanted to do is create a retreat program that would help a man deal with these things, to deal with his past pain, hurts, and trials in his life, or maybe even present trials in his life, traumas that he's experienced. Guess what? My dad died when I was 11 years of age. That is trauma. And whether you want to label it as trauma or not, it's not supposed to be that way. And so how does a young boy deal with that? You can go in a lot of different directions. If you don't have good mentors in your life, oftentimes you'll find yourself going to places you shouldn't go. And so we want to help these men deal with that stuff. So we developed a retreat called Samson, which takes place in New Jersey every year. And it really helps the guys intentionally look at that sin, that pain, that trauma in their life that they really haven't put their finger on and they really don't know how to deal with it. But we bring them to Jesus Christ. We invite Jesus into that wound, and we allow the healing to just take place sacramentally through this weekend. And it's been amazing, very efficacious in the healing of men's lives. And so it's another element of what this King's Men Apostolate does.
Wonderful. We do have to take a break here on WSFI Spotlight. Believe it or not, time flies when you're having fun, when we certainly are. And we're also really talking about great men's spirituality and a wonderful organization in the Kingsmen. Mark and Jay, thank you so much for being here. We will be right back right after this here on WSFI Spotlight. And stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Join WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, Lake County Right to Life, and Catholic Financial Life for the Lake County Catholic Breakfast on Saturday, September 12th, beginning at 8 o'clock a.m. with registration, followed by Holy Mass and breakfast at Prince of Peace Parish in Lake Villa, Illinois. The theme of this year's breakfast is marriage and family, and will feature Clark Forsythe, Senior Counsel at Americans United for Life, a keynote address from Auxiliary Bishop for the Archdiocese of Chicago, George Rassus, a member of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops National Pastoral Initiative on Strengthening Marriages Subcommittee, and Master of Ceremonies, Chicago Bears, Patrick McCaskey. Individual tickets are $25 and exhibit tables are $100. To register your group or organization for the event, visit WSFIradio.org or call 847-223-7022. That's 847-223-7022.
Immortal God, Holy Lord, Father and Protector of all you have created, we raise our hearts to you today for those who have passed out of this mortal life. In your loving mercy, Father of all, be pleased to receive them in your heavenly company and forgive the failings and faults they may have done from human frailty. Your only Son, Christ our Savior, suffered so cruelly that he might deliver them from the second death. By his merits, may they share in the glory of his victory over sin and death. For all the faithful who have died, we pray, but in particular for those dear to us, parents, relatives, and friends. Nor do we forget all who did good to us while on earth, who helped us by their prayers, sacrifice, and example. We pray also for any who may have done us harm and stand in special need of your forgiveness. May the merits and prayers of our Virgin Mother Mary and those of all the angels and saints speak for us and assist them now. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever, world without end. Amen.
My name is Father John Grigas. I'm the rector of the National Shrine of St. Maximilian Kolbe at Marytown in Libertyville, Illinois, and I'd like to extend a special invitation to all of you to come to a very special healing retreat called Healing the Whole Person, Body, Mind, and Spirit on Saturday, October 10, 2015, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Marytown. Four of us will be talking about this beautiful topic of healing. Father Bill McCarthy will talk about inner healing, the healing of the inner person, which is so necessary. Father Bob Sears will talk about the healing of the family tree. Father Jim Curtin will talk about deliverance. I will be talking about pornography. Pornography is one of the most deadly sin. In my experience of confessing several hundreds of people every single week, I would say about 90% of those confessions have to do with pornography. To register, you may call 224-789-8455. Again, 224-789-8455.
Looking at term life insurance? Consider life insurance from Catholic Financial Life and see how we put Catholic values in action. To learn more, call Matt Tomlinson at 847-548-MATT. 847-548-6288.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back here to WSFI Spotlight. I'm your host, Bill Snyder. We're having a wonderful conversation with Mark Houck and Jay Krasny. They are with the King's Men, which is an apostolate that helps men become leaders, protectors, and providers, and good Catholic ones at that. So I want to talk about, we were talking about the healing retreats right before the
break and what it means for a man to become healed. And just want to talk about what leads out of that now, Mark. How, when men that are healed and are working in God's kingdom, what are the things that they do? What are some of the things that happen with the activism?
Sure. Yeah, it's wonderful. It's amazing how the men, once they've been helped, how they want to pay it forward and they want to help others. And it's a work in progress. The men don't have to wait till they're healed to engage in making the church a better place, building up their own domestic church. Obviously, I often tell men, make sure before you go out and fight the battles of the day that you're taking care of things in the home, because that could be the greatest battle. And so you don't want to be out there saving the world and your kids are going to hell. So it's very important that when the men have the things at home in a good place, that they then look to the periphery, the people in their care and custody. And so for us as an apostle, we'll often say, well, the greatest battle of the day is the pro-life battle, the issue of abortion, 4,000 babies being killed every day here in our country. And so we should be engaged in that battle on some level. Thanks be to God, the women have been leading the charge for 40 plus years. But we as men need to do that too. And we need to be in lock an arm with our sisters in Christ. And so that's one of the battles we'll invite the men to do. We'll also invite them to defend traditional marriage. And they can do this, again, in their community, however they feel called. And also, one of the greatest pandemics in our culture is this pornography situation. So how can we defend the common good? How do we lead, protect, and provide? Those are three areas that we will invite men in as an apostolate. But in truth, they can do whatever they feel called to do. Maybe in this community, in Chicago, there's a greater evil in a community that they want to take a look at. Fine, do that. Whatever you feel called to do, take your faith to action. It doesn't have to be the three that I just outlined, but those are just the three that we do as an apostle throughout the Philadelphia region.
And I want to turn to Jay and just ask you a little bit about being the director of volunteers and the King's Men growing here in the Chicago area. Tell me about what your plans are to bring the King's Men here in Chicago.
The challenge is men's movement in the Chicago Archdiocese is just a newly forming phenomenon, I guess you would call it. Bishop Perry down in Vicariate 6 has a great group, Catholic Men Chicago South Side, small group, very good. That's pretty far from us up here. The first group that we're going to have in the Chicago Archdiocese will be at St. Raphael the Archangel Parish, which is my parish, in Old Mill Creek. We'll be meeting on Saturday mornings, coming up very, very soon. So the strategy there in Chicago is to come from the south and then come from the north and eventually have a thriving men's movement within the Catholic men's movement within the Archdiocese. The apostolate itself spreads man-to-man, word-of-mouth. We're very limited on funds. We're a 501c3 small, struggling nonprofit. There's a small professional staff in Pennsylvania. But other than that, it's all volunteer. And the volunteers are the ones who, working with the staff and being encouraged by Mark, actually recruit to man the weekends, actually form the men's groups themselves. It very much is a contact sport, if you want to say that. Quite frankly, men are very reticent to get involved in religious activities. I'm being kind of broad brush here, but it feels kind of feminine. It's the evangelization of like to like. Men can most likely and most effectively evangelize other men. It's personal, it's a contact sport, and that's what we do. And that's how we really grow the King's Men. You can't market it, you can't advertise it, we have a nice internet presence and all that kind of stuff. But really, the bottom line is, I met the King's Men 2 years ago. A friend of mine contacted me and asked me if I'd go to this weekend with him. I never heard anything about the King's Men. I was not all that familiar with the men's movement in the Catholic Church. And so the way I came into it was by personal contact. My friend asked me.
Fantastic. That is wonderful. And it seems that the organizations we've talked about really encourages that man-to-man through the small groups and through these parishes, which is wonderful. I want to ask you just a little bit about the name. Why the King's Men? Why? I mean, maybe Mark
sure.
can touch on that.
Sure, yeah. Well, sure. The name is simply began in a way to kind of draw men, and how do we appeal to men on a general level, well, Christ is the king, right? And we are his men, and we are in his army. And simply the story is this. We were originally called the Real Men back in 2004, which was an acronym, but it didn't come off very well because you kind of alienated other men if they weren't involved in your group. So I got some advice to open up a dictionary and start with aardvark and just start working through there and try to find something that jumped out at you. And I got to see, and I guess Christ triggered in my mind, and I just said king, Christ the king, king's men. And I thought all the king's men, which we joked about before the program, which is of course Humpty Dumpty, but I just said, how about just the king's men? And a lot of guys heard it, so that sounds very evangelical, sounds very Protestant. I'm like, good, that's what we need more evangelical Catholics. And so the king's men became a universal call to all men, so that we didn't alienate any men, and we just said, hey, we're all under Christ the king's universal call to serve the church as leaders, protectors, and providers. And so that's how it began. Open up a dictionary.
There are lots of events coming up in our area nationally too, and I just want maybe you guys to highlight a little bit of that. What are some of the things upcoming? And guys are listening to this right now on the radio, or maybe some wives are listening right now on the radio going, man, my husband really needs to hear about this program, and they're going, all right, so how do they get involved? What's upcoming so that men can really foster their spirituality and get it going?
Here's the rundown. September 10th to 13th will be at Allegheny State Park in western New York. October 8th to 11th will be at Rotokawan's Scout Reserve in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And that's the one that we have in the Midwest, so that's the one we want the Chicago and Milwaukee guys at. We want everybody at anyone that's convenient for them. Then we have our Samson Healing Retreat, which is November 5th to 8th in the Pinelands of New Jersey. Beautiful, beautiful setting. Our last Into the Wild of the year will be November 12th to 15th at Chico State Park in southern Louisiana. So that's our rundown for this year.
What is the cost, and how do people sign up and all of those fun things?
Sure. The easiest thing to do to learn more about the ministry is go to thekingsmen.org, and from there you'll be linked to our Into the Wild Weekend website, which is intothewildweekend.com, and you'll see the rates. It's $235 for a full price, but we have early bird rates and group discounts for larger numbers of people, father sons discounts. So you guys can go for 4 days, 3 nights for pretty much under $200. Get 9 gourmet meals. We think it's a bargain. And then the SamsonRetreat.com will take you to that healing retreat. It's a little more expensive because it's a smaller retreat, but those discounts are also available, and financial aid is always available. We never turn a man away, Bill, for money.
That's wonderful. Great stuff. Maybe there's a pastor listening to this in the area, and they're much like St. Raphael's Parish, and they're going, man, I want to bring this to my parish. I want to talk about this in my parish. How would you recommend that a pastor bring this to a
Well,
parish?
All they have to do is email me through our Chicago Community Kings of Men website, which is www.thekingsmenchicago.org. That website is local, and it gives the local information about the groups that are forming in Chicago. And you can also email me directly with a contact form there, so a pastor can ask me more questions or whatever. That's the best way to get in touch with a representative here in Chicago. I live in Gurnee myself, and I'm a member of St. Raphael's, so I'm certainly aware of everything that's going on here. Plus, working for the Kingsmen generally, I know the general information.
Wonderful. Well, I want to thank both of you for joining me here today on WSFI Spotlight. It has been a true pleasure having you talk and really talk about men's issues and encouraging men. One thing before I let you go, I want to ask both of you, because the Holy Spirit makes these divine appointments. As I said earlier, the Holy Spirit says, all right, they got this guy that's tuning in right now because he needs to hear this message. So, to a guy that's struggling right now in any area of his life, what is some practical advice to encourage that man?
Sure. Well, surround yourself with other men who want the same thing. We all struggle, and so a man who's struggling out there needs to know that he's not alone. I think loneliness is a real temptation for a lot of vices. And so he needs to know that he's not alone, that there's other men out there who want to be good, holy, faithful, virtuous men. And so pray. Ask the Lord to lead you to these men. Simple thing to do if you feel lost is say a Hail Mary. Ask Mary to lead you closer to her son, and she will do that, but lead you to other men. And so wherever that you find yourself, the King's men are here to help. But I would say start with a prayer, a sincere prayer, and ask Our Lady to guide you to other men who will help mentor you, guide you, lead you, and bring you into a brotherhood.
Thank you so much, Mark and Jay, for being here today. This has been a true pleasure. So this has been an episode of WSFI Spotlight. Until next time, from all of us here at WSFI, thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
This has been WSFI Spotlight. For more information on this or any other program, email info@wsfiradio.org.
The Holy Family Catholic Bookstore is blessed with the opportunity to participate with WSFI Catholic Radio in the new evangelization. Holy Family is your local resource for books, CDs, and DVDs from Catholic Answers, Ignatius Press, and all of the other fine publishers featured on Catholic Radio. Holy Family also has the area's largest selection of baptism, communion, and confirmation gifts. Holy Family Catholic Bookstore is located at 9249 Old Green Bay Road, Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin. More information is available on Facebook.
The Long View by Archbishop Oscar Romero. It helps now and then to step back and take a long view. The kingdom is not only beyond our efforts, it's even beyond our vision. We accomplish in our lifetime only a tiny fraction of the magnificent enterprise that is God's work. Nothing we do is complete, which is a way of saying that the kingdom always lies beyond us. No statement says all that could be said. No prayer fully expresses our faith. No confession brings perfection. No pastoral visit brings wholeness. No program accomplishes the church's mission. No set of goals and objectives includes everything. This is what we are about. We plant the seeds that one day will grow. We water seeds already planted, knowing they hold future promise. We lay foundations that will need further development. We provide yeast that produces far beyond our capabilities. We cannot do everything, and there is a sense of liberation in realizing that. This enables us to do something, and to do it very well. It may be incomplete, but it is a beginning, a step along the way, an opportunity for the Lord's grace to enter and to do the rest. We may never see the end results, but that is the difference between the master builder and the worker. We are workers, not master builders. Ministers, not messiahs. We are prophets of a future, not our own. Amen.
Hi, I'm Father Nathan Caswell. I'm a member of the Canons Regular of St. John Cantius. Catholic radio is important because it reaches so many people who otherwise would not be exposed to the gospel. I love whenever I am driving and I get into the reach of WSFI. Every time I'm edified, I'm built up, there's something that happens, and between the words that are said on the radio and the Holy Spirit working within me, there's this connection made, and I'm always brought closer to God. It's so valuable.
WSFI is committed to bringing quality Catholic programs to our local community, but we only can do that with your financial help. Please take a moment now to donate online at wsfiradio.org or mail your tax-deductible donation to WSFI Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. That's P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. Donations of any amount are greatly appreciated.
Join WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio and sponsor Catholic Financial Life for the Healing the Whole Person Conference on Saturday, October 10th, from 8 o'clock a.m. until 4 o'clock p.m. at Marytown. The day will feature presentations from Father Bill McCarthy on inner healing, Father Bob Sears on healing the family tree, Father Jim Curtin on deliverance, Father John Grigas on pornography, the powerful personal witness of former New Age practitioner Moria Noonan, and the opportunity to celebrate the Sacrament of Reconciliation and Holy Mass. Cost is $60 per person and includes lunch. Space is limited, so call 224-789-8455 to reserve your spot today. That's 224-789-8455, or purchase tickets online at wsfiradio.org.